That's very good. It's official now. The recording has started. So let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll consider some truths of Revelation together. Lord, we are thankful now for your goodness to us. We thank you for your love and care.
主啊，我们也向您的美善呢献上感恩，为您的爱和您对我们的关心献上感恩。
And Lord, we're going into the book of Revelation, and you know that that's a difficult book because it basically requires us to have a good knowledge of all the rest of the Bible before we can truly understand it.
所以主啊，我们现在要进入到学习启示录。启示录您是知道的，这是一个非常难读的一本书，因为这个需要我们对圣经的其他的书本的那个知识，让了解才可以读懂这本书。
And so, Lord, we're especially dependent upon you to teach us, to lead us in the right direction, and to keep us from error.
主啊，我们特别的就是要完完全全依靠您，求您领导我们走正确的方向，让保持我们少犯错误。
So we pray that you'll be with us all. Help me to explain things clearly. Help Roy to translate. Help each of us to listen. We ask in Jesus' name.
对，主要求您呢，现在就开始领导每一个人，帮助海尔的那个解释，帮助若一翻译，帮助每一个人呢来倾听我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, good to see everyone this afternoon. Nice to see you this morning and to see you again this afternoon.
今天下午呢，也很高兴再次看到大家，因为早上呢也见到了很多我们这里的人。We're
studying in the book of Revelation.
我们在学习启示录。And
our theme is we're just going to follow through, trying to understand the simple truths that God has for us there.
我们的主题呢，就是试图呢，就是跟随这个启示录，然后试图理解神给我们解释的这样简单的真理。And
my apologies that my understanding is not all that it should be, and we won't go very far before you will acknowledge that.
因为我也跟大家抱歉，就是因为我的知识呢，还没有足够到可以把所有的都解释给你们，所以你们的当我们学到的时候，你们也知道，我们也不会讲得太深。But
verse 3 says that there's a blessing for everyone who reads, and everyone who hears, and everyone who takes to heart or obeys.
但是呢，其实呢，第一章第三节说呢，念这书上所预言的话语和那些听到又遵守其中所写的，那人是有福的，因为时候近了。And
that's very encouraging to me because it doesn't say blessed is everyone who understands perfectly.
这个对我呢是非常受鼓舞的，因为这里并没有说呢那个福气是赐给那些完美的理解所有这些真理的人。
And so we don't have to understand perfectly. We'll get a blessing if we just read and listen and say, Lord, I would like to obey, please.
所以呢，我们不用完完全全理解，我们只需要去读，然后听，然后我们顺服，说主啊，我们要顺服这样的真理。
So you'll remember that the first chapter says that John was before the Lord in prayer. And he heard a voice behind him, and the voice was of the Lord Jesus. He turned and he saw a fresh vision of him.
因为这个呢，我们在第一章里也读到，那个当时呢，使徒约翰在那祷告，然后他听到那主耶稣基督的声音，主耶稣的声音，那个声音是从那个后面传过来的，然后他开始看到一个全新的主耶稣基督的形象。
And then he says to him in verse 19, write therefore what you have seen, what is now, and what will take place later.
然后在第一章第十九节里，他说呢，所以你要把所看见的和现在的事儿，并将来必成的事都写出来。
And that is the very simple outline of the book of Revelation.
这是一个非常简单的对启示录这本书的一个概括。
The first line is, you write what you have seen.
首先的是你要把你所见的写下来。
And that's verse chapter 1.
这就是第一章。
And then he says, I want you to write what is now.
然后说你要把现在的事也写下来。
And we'll show that that is chapters 2 and 3.
我们发现这是第二章和第三章。
And then he says, I want you to write what will take place later. And that turns out to be chapters 4 through 22.
然后呢，他说你要把将要发生的事情写出来。这时呢，应该是从第四章一直到第二十二章所发生的。Then
he goes on in verse 20, and he says, "Now, when you saw me a few moments ago, you saw seven stars and seven candlesticks. I'm going to tell you what they are."
然后他说呢，那你现在所看见的，在我右手中的七星和这个金台的奥秘，就是呢，我稍后会告诉你这是什么。So
he says in verse 20, the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and the seven golden lampstands is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
然后这里就写着右手中的七星和这个金灯台的奥秘。那七星就是七个教会的天使，你所看见的七灯台就是七个教会。So
this is very interesting. The picture is in the earlier verses, the picture is the Lord Jesus, and he's walking in the midst of seven lampstands, which are seven churches.
这里是非常有趣的。当主耶稣基督在前面，他走在这七个金灯台之间的时候，这七个金灯台代表的是七个教会。Where
is Jesus today?
那么主耶稣基督现在在哪里？
Well, some people say he's up in heaven, and you know they're right.
也就是说呢，他是在天堂里，你知道那是对的。And
some people say, well, Jesus is right in my heart.
有人说呢，主耶稣基督他正在我的心里。And
they're right.
这也是对的。And
then some people say, because of this verse, Jesus is walking in the midst of his churches.
所以有些人说呢，就是因为这句经文，他说主耶稣基督呢是在他的教会里面行走。I
suppose he's walking in the midst of his churches because he wants to see how we're doing.
我认为呢，他应该是在我们的教会里面中间行走，因为他想知道我们在干什么。If
Farmer Brown had a big field, he'd take a walk every now and then in the field just to see how his crops are coming.
一个农场主呢，他如果有很多的田地呢，他会经常在田地里走，看他的那些庄稼长得怎么样。And
Jesus is saying, listen, I've got lots of churches here and there, and I keep walking around just checking on them, making sure everything is what there ought to be.
也就是说呢，我有很多的教会，所以呢，我要在一个教会一个教会在中间走一下，看看他们是不是做他们该做的事情。
Now, in the book of Revelation, he is pictured as walking amongst seven churches, and we're going to read his analysis of that in chapters 2 and 3.
因为呢，这个里面呢，在这启示录里，我们看见主耶稣基督在这七个教会中间行走。我们呢，要第二章和第三章来解释一下那个他所做的一些事情。
But from our perspective, he's walking today in Vancouver and elsewhere. Some of you from elsewhere today, thank you for joining us. But he's walking, looking at the churches that are in existence today. And most of us are associated one way or another with 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. And it's encouraging to me that the Lord Jesus wants to know how 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel is doing too.
所以你们中间的很多的人呢，大从各个方面，这方面那方面的多多少少和16界福音教会有联系，所以这对我们16界福音教会看看我们16界福音教会在做一些什么事儿。And
so he takes pretty good note, and he just checks up on how things are going in his churches.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他会做一些笔记，他要来看一看他的教会在做些什么。And
that's good news.
这是一个好消息。
And sometimes I find it just a little bit of sad news because sometimes things aren't exactly as they ought to be at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. And I say, Harold, you're responsible. Why is that a problem? Why didn't you fix that?
有时候呢，也是有点令人悲伤的，因为我发现呢，有时候在圣灵教会呢，就是有些事情它不应该是它那样的去发生，就出现了一些问题和麻烦。我跟自己说，孩子，这是你的职责，你为什么不去解决这样一些问题呢？
And so each of us say, well, Lord, if you're looking at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, and I'm part of it, I sure hope that you're happy with my part.
因为我们中间每一个人也应该这么说，就是我们确定主啊，您在是看着我们16界教会，我是16界教会的一分子，我希望呢，我在16界教会里，我的那一部分应该是做的对的。We'd
be very disappointed if the Lord looked at the chapel and said, most things are okay, but that guy there, he's not, something's wrong there. Oh, I'd say, I sure hope that isn't me.
因为我们这种，我们那时候有时候呢，也是很让我们失望的。就是说，如果我们说呢，就是说呢，主耶稣基督说啊，我看看十列教会，十列教会呢，就是说呢，啊，大多数事情都是对的，但是有一些某些人在那边是不对的，所以我们就会自己在心里说，我希望那个人不是我。
And the beginning of verse 20 says, the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches.
第二节继续说呢，我手中那个七星的奥秘呢，那七星就是七个教会的天使。
And that particular line is one of the most difficult lines for Bible scholars to agree on.
所以这一句话呢，就是大多数那个圣经学者呢，他们很难达成统一的一句话。
So you will find many people with their own understanding of what is meant by those seven angels.
你会发现呢，很多人呢，他们都对这个七个天使呢，都有他自己不同的理解。I
told you that our uncle was a deep student of the Word of God, and he probably studied Revelation almost more than any other part of the Bible.
我告诉大家，我的叔叔呢，他是一个资深的学习圣经的学生，但是呢，他可能就是说，在花了更多的时间去学习启示录，比学习其他的书。He
read many, 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 many books on the subject of Revelation.
他呢，读了很多很多的参考书，就是说关于启示录的。And
toward the end of his life, he said, and I'm not precisely sure where and when I heard him say it, but he said this. He said, you know, I have come to the conclusion that the seven angels probably are just that, seven angels.
现在在他那生命的后期呢，其实他说呢，我已经研究了很多很多很多时间，我也读了启示录读了很多很多次，所以这句话你所讲的那七个天使呢，可能意思就是七个天使。
We'll read lots about angels in the book of Revelation, and we'll discuss some possible ideas, but in the simplest way, the word angel probably means that God has assigned, the Lord Jesus has assigned, probably one or more angels to each of his churches. And he said, here's your responsibility. I want you to keep your eye on that church, and I want you to let me know how it's going. I want you to keep it. Here's your responsibility. You've got a responsibility for that church.
因为我们在启示录里会读到很多很多的天使，在这里呢，可能的就是说他们这七个天使围绕着主，主耶稣基督呢，主耶稣基督会安排他们每一个人呢，就是说你去专门去看那个教会，那个教会里面它到底是发生了什么，你要确保在那个教会你发生的事情是那样的。
In like manner, there's probably an angel who is assigned to look after you and to look after me and to look after the little children too.
所以有时候呢，从某种方面来讲呢，有些天使呢，他们是安排来照顾你、照顾我或者照顾那些小孩子们的。
And so you get the Lord Jesus saying on one occasion, the angels of these children, they behold me, they're looking at me. The children are here, I'm here. The angels are between us, they're looking after those children.
因为那主耶稣基督在一个场合说过这样的话，说他当时他的小孩子们在一起，他说那个天上的天使，这些小孩天使们在看着我们，看着我们在一起，因为当时主耶稣在孩子在一起，所以那个孩子天上天使呢在看着他们在一起在做什么。So
you can imagine that after you die and you go to heaven, you're walking along the street one day and you see an angel, and the angel says, "Oh, I know you."
因为你可以去想象一下，有一天你死了，你去了天堂，在天堂街道上行走的时候，你看见一个天使，那个天使会跟你说：“啊，我知道你，我认识你。”Oh,
you say that's very nice. How do you know me?
你说太好了，你怎么认识我的？
Well, the angel says, I was assigned to you for all your life, as a matter of fact. And I watched everything you did and everywhere you went and I heard everything you said. And I even knew everything you were thinking. I know you pretty well.
因为那个天使会说，我就是被安排来照顾你、看顾你的那个天使，因为我知道你每一句话你说的、每一个事情你做的、每个地方你去的，甚至我都知道你每一个思想在想什么。
And I can imagine you and me saying when you see him, you'll say, well, thank you very, very much. I'm sure glad that you were interested in me. You followed me around everywhere.
因为你如果像我一样，你会说，哎呀，非常感谢，你对我有兴趣，你来照顾我，看过我，我去的每个地方你都去过吗？
And the angel would say, yeah, that's true.
一个天使就会说，对，是的。
And then you might even say, well, did you actually see that bad thing that I did that time?
有时候呢，你可以会问，你说我在那个时候干的那件坏事，你知道吗？
Yeah, he says, yeah, I saw that too. Oh dear, he said.
但是啊，我也看见你干坏事，你会感到。Now,
what about what's going on at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel? Does the angel see it? Yeah.
因为在16th教会所发生的事情，天使都看见了吗？是。
Does he care? Yeah.
关心吗？对。
Does he want to help us?
Yeah. 他想帮助我吗？也是。
All right, so that's basically the introduction. That's chapter 1 of Revelation.
一个基本的介绍对启示录第一章。
And now we're going to look at each of the seven churches. The first church that is addressed by the Lord Jesus is the church at Ephesus. And so the Lord Jesus says in chapter 2, to the angel of the church in Ephesus write. So he's saying, John, you write this now. You listen. I'll do the dictating. You write it down. And you write to the angel of the church in Ephesus. You write this down.
这个第一个呢，就是第一封信写给是以弗所教会的以弗所的信徒的，所以他说你要写信给以弗所教会使者说，这就是主耶稣基督说，现在约翰我说你写下来，你可是记下来，记下来让天使送给以弗所的教会。
So the letter is from God, from Jesus through John to the angel, so that the angel can explain it and teach it to the church in Ephesus.
所以这封信呢是从主耶稣来的，然后呢使徒约翰写下来，然后给天使呢，然后可以带去跟以弗所教会解释。
So this is what the Lord says to the church in Ephesus. These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands.
这是主耶稣基督要写给主以弗所教会的。他说那右手拿着七星在七个天台中间行走的说。
So Jesus says, I'm writing this, but, or I'm dictating this, I just want you to know who I am.I'm the Lord Jesus Christ, and I walk through the lampstands. I'm looking to see what I can see in each one of these churches.
因为这是主耶稣基督他其实口述的，口述他说呢，现在我口述我要写信给你们说这一件事情。那么说呢，这个事情呢，就是说你，我要告诉你们，我就是那个在七星中间，在七个灯台教会中间行走的，我要来看看，检查一下你们在教会里都在做些什么事。
And then he summarizes his observations. Verse 2, he says, I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance.
然后呢，他就说呢，告诉他们他对他们了解多少，他说主耶稣说我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐。
That's what my boss used to say when he would see me. He'd say, Harold, I've been watching you, watch the work that you've been doing.
这是我的老板经常跟我说的，我老板跟我说 Harold, 我一直在观察你，我知道你做了一些什么事情。
Jesus was quite pleased with the workthat he saw the Ephesians doing. They weren't a lazy church.
所以呢，这主耶稣基督真的非常的呢，高兴的看到以弗所教会里他们所做的工作，因为他们不是一个懒惰的教会。
They did a lot.
他们做了很多事。
As a matter of fact, if you read, in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, I think you'll find that the church in Ephesus preached so much that pretty much everybody in the whole province around Ephesus heard the truth of God.
你大概在使徒行传里读到的那些当时的使徒们，在以弗所的使徒们呢，他们的传道传得如此的广，就像是说当时围绕着以弗所的那整个的省会和周围的一些城市呢，都听到了福音。
The Apostle Paul had been there for 3 years. The people heard it, and then they spread it around. Heard some more, told others. Heard some more, told others. Good for you, Ephesus.
所以呢，当时使徒保罗在以弗所待了3年，然后他们从使徒保罗那里听得到呢，然后他们就去到处去传。他们听到一点道的就都去传，听到多的道就多传。所以他们传道传得很勤，就是说，对你们来说是件好事，以弗所的教会。
And then he goes on and he says, I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and you have found them to be false.
然后呢，他接着说呢，主耶稣说，我也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。
Now, the Lord had told, the Apostle Paul had told the elders at Ephesus in Acts chapter 20 that they would find many false teachers coming in amongst them, some from outside, some from inside, but they would be teaching things they should not.
现在使徒保罗当时呢，跟那个以弗所的教会的长老们说呢，你们将来呢也会发现很多的假教师来到你们的 教会来教导，有些假教师从外面来的，有些假教师是你们教会里面自己的，他们会传假的道。
And the Lord basically says you're doing the right thing. You just don't let anybody preach in that church. You find those who are teaching the wrong thing and you say, no, you cannot teach here.
对主说呢，跟你基本上跟以弗所的教会说呢，你们做的是正确的事情，因为你不让那些假教师来你们教会来讲道。如果他们来，你说不，你不能在这里讲道，所以你没容忍那些假教师在你们教会讲道。
And so we have to be very careful as to who it is we allow to preach at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以我们非常的小心，小心就是说我们会允许谁来到我们十六届福音教会讲道。
There are many people who might preach and they might say things that are contrary to God's word, contrary to God's will, contrary to the upbuilding of the people of God. And we must say, no, you're not to teach in our church.
有些人呢，他们可能会讲一些他们在教会来讲到他们违背了神的话，他们违背了神的真理，他们违背了教会的众信徒他们认知的这样一个事情。所以我们会对这些人说呢，不，你不能来我们教会讲道。
And then he says in verse 3, you have persevered, and you have endured hardships for my name, and you have not grown weary. You guys kept on going in difficult days, you kept on serving the Lord.
第三节说呢，你能担当也能忍耐，成为我的名劳苦并不疲乏，所以你们也是愿意为做神的工具受苦，你们愿意为了服侍主，你们一直只保持着服侍主。
And so if the Lord Jesus came to 16th and said that to us, we'd say, that's pretty good. Thank you very much. You just keep on telling us how good we are.
现在如果主耶稣基督来到十六届教会呢，对我们说这样的话，我们就说啊，对，我们感觉非常好啊，您就一直保持说我们的好话就可以了。
But then he changes the subject and he says, I'm going to tell you some problems that you guys have got too.
然后那个主耶稣呢就开始改变了主题，他说我也告诉你们做出的事情的一些问题。
Verse number 4, he says, yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love.
第四节说呢，然而，主耶稣就说，然而有件事我要责备你，因为你把起初的爱离弃了。
They got all the outside work. They're working hard, but they don't love the heart on the inside.
他们呢，做了所有的外表的工作，他们外表工作非常勤苦，非常辛苦，但是呢，他们却忘记了他们内心的爱。
Does that matter?
这个重要吗？
Yeah.
当然。
Matters a lot to Jesus. He wants our hearts even more than he wants our work.
因为对主耶稣基督来说是更重要，因为他想要我们的心比更想要我们的心，而不想要我们的外面的工作。
And so we say, Lord, first of all, I want my heart to be right with you so that I can work for you.
因为首先呢，我们要说主啊，我们要让我有一颗正确的心对您来说，所以呢，我可以为您工作。
You've noticed that we start every Sunday morning with the breaking of bread, haven't you?
并且你们知道我们大家都在星期天早上我们学习领圣餐，你们知不知道？
And in part we do that because we want all the work that we do for Jesus during the week to flow from hearts that love him. And so we get together 9:30 on Sunday morning and we say, Lord Jesus, I do love you. I do appreciate you. I want to thank you for all you've done. And then having told him that, we get up and we go to work and do something for him.
接着呢，我们就是说每个星期天的早晨从九点半开始呢，我们就来到教会，来到教会我们聚在一起，我们跟主耶稣基督说呢，主耶稣基督啊，我们真的从内心爱你，我们感激你，我们要感 心灵，所以呢，我们系在一起，我们来告诉您，我们爱您。然后这整个星期下来的工作呢，我们可以带着您的爱去做。
And then he says, now I want you to remember the height from which you have fallen. I want you to repent to do the things you did at the first.
然后呢，就接着说呢，本已应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改。
You've noticed that about scripture, haven't you? That when the Lord tells you there's something wrong, he usually tells you how to set it right.
因为你在经文里其他地方的都读到过，但主耶稣基督告诉你什么错的时候呢，他会告诉你怎么去纠正。
If we do something wrong, he just doesn't pat us on the head and say, therefore, there, everything's going to be fine. He says, you did something wrong, this is what you do to set it right.
因为主耶稣基督他不是说呢，告诉你做错了什么事情以后，然后拍拍你的头说呢，啊，没关系，一切都会很好的。他不是那样，他是告诉你做错了事情以后，他然后告诉你怎么去纠正这些错误。
So they went back in their memories to the things that they had done when they first became Christians.
因为然后呢，他们就回顾了一下，当他们刚开始成为基督徒的时候，他们所做的一些事情。
So you say, well, okay, I can remember what I did when I first became a Christian. Some of you can't, some of you can't, but probably you will say, you know, I was so pleased with the fact that Jesus loved me enough to forgive me.I wanted to serve him, and I did this, and I did this, and I did this. And the Lord Jesus says, I want you to do the first works out of a full heart of love.
这个呢，就是说呢，你们中间有些人可能记得你刚开始成为基督徒的事，有些人你们可能也不记得，但是呢，我们都是记得一点，就是当我们开始成为基督徒的时候呢，我们如此的高兴，我们说主耶稣基督啊，您足够的爱我，您那个饶恕了我的罪，所以我要去服侍您，我服侍您的时候呢，要用我全部的爱心来去服侍您。
Now the question is, is the rebuke of the Lord Jesus Christ optional?
所以呢，现在的问题是呢，主耶稣基督对给的责备，它是一个选项吗？
Some people say, well, I know the Lord Jesus doesn't want it done this way. I know the Lord Jesus wants me to do this, but I'm not going to do it right now. I'm not going to change right now.
有些人说呢，我知道主耶稣呢，他不想要我这么做，我也知道主耶稣基督想要我做什么，但是我现在不想按照主耶稣基督说的去做。
You've read enough in your Bible to realize that obedience with Jesus is not optional.
如果你读圣经读得足够多的话，你就知道对主耶稣基督的顺服不是一个选项。
And so verse 6 says, repent and do the things you did at the first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
第五节说要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Wow. So,If you were to go to Ephesus today, and you could go there and you could see the city and you would say, I would like to see the church in Ephesus, please.
因为呢，如果你今天呢去了以弗所呢，如果你能够去的话，你到了那里说我要来看看今天的以弗所教会在哪里。
And you might find some Ephesian Christians there and you probably wouldn't because for many, many centuries,There was no church in Ephesus.
因为你可能呢会发现一些基督徒在以弗所，但是呢你可能找不到教会，因为在几个世纪以来，在以弗所没有神的教会。
Why?
为什么？
Because they didn't repent. And so in spite of how good they were, the Lord had to say, so sorry, but you wouldn't repent of the evil you did. And so I'm just going to have to remove you. They might have kept on doing good work, but the light of the Spirit of God was gone. And pretty soon everything was gone.
因为这个呢，就是说呢，主耶稣说呢，啊，对不起，因为我责备你们，你们没有做正确的事，我所以我不得不把你们的灯台从那个教以弗所教会挪走。那么说呢，神的那个光就从那个以弗所教会里面被挪走了，所以在很多时候，那年以后，这个教会的存在。So
we look at those who don't know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, and we say, how foolish. Why don't you accept him as Savior? Why don't you repent? That's where all your blessings will go to flow. And we talk about repentance to them, but the Lord Jesus says, I'm going to talk about repentance not to the sinner. I'm going to be talking about repentance to the churchgoer, to the saint.
所以呢，这个主耶稣有时候呢，你会跟那个一些不信的人说，你说哦，你是个不信主耶稣基督的，你不信这些所有的我们传的这些道，你不悔改，这是多么愚蠢的一件事情。因为那个所有的神的那个赐福都是从你信主耶稣基督那里流淌出来的。但是主耶稣基督现在说呢，我现在不是要跟一个。 没有得救的罪人说话，我要跟在教会里面的那些圣徒讲话，你们要悔改。
And then in verse 6, he goes on and he commends them again. He says, but you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
然后第六节开始，主耶稣就再次的表扬他们。然后呢，你还有一件事可取的事，就是你恨。
And there is another problem here, and that is that we don't know very much about the practices of the Nicolaitans.
这里还有另外一个问题，因为我们对那个尼哥拉一党的人，他们所当时做的一些事情不是很了解。
We're not told elsewhere in Scripture about the Nicolaitans.
在其他的圣经的其他地方，我们并没有告知关于尼格拉一党的人。
And even the non-biblical writings about the church, of which there are many, even those writings from the time of the they don't say anything about the Nicolaitans.
就算呢，其他的一些就是非圣经方面的一些书籍，就是说在使徒那个年代的那样的一些书籍，也没有记载任何关于尼格拉一党的人的。So
the question then would be, well, how can we understand what the Spirit of God is teaching us?
问题是呢，我们怎么去理解神的圣灵在这里要教导我们的事情呢？
And one of the things that we could do is we could learn what the word Nicolaitan means.
有一件事情我们是可以学习的，我们可以学习这个尼格拉的这个单词的意思是什么。
And there might be something there that is significant, and on the basis of that, we could proceed.
所以呢，有可能那里有一件非常重要的事情，我们基于那样一件重要的意义呢，我们可以去探索一下。So
the word is a compound word, Nicolaitan.
这个词呢是一个结合的词，一个叫尼哥，Nicolaitan。And
the Nico part is the word which means victory or or control. It's a word basically says, I'm on top, I'm victor.
这个呢，尼科呢，这个意思呢，基本上是胜利者。胜利者就是我是在上面的，我赢了一切，我是赢家。And
that's where we get our word Nike from the running shoes that people wear when they race.
嗯，这就是我们那个耐克的这个鞋，运动鞋，它的名字的出处。
And the other word is Laotian, and that relates to the people or the populace.
你这里另外一个词就是拉，那个拉呢，其实就是它是关于的是那一群人。
And so you put the two together and you would say Nicolaitan, that's somebody who's a boss over the people. He's the big chief, he's the victor, the people are down here.
如果你把这两个词结合在一起呢，那基本上呢就是这是有一群人，他们是赢家，他们是老板，他们是在其他的人之上的，其他人在他们之下的。
And of course, that's not the way the church was organized, and it's not the way the church should be. John and James said to the Lord one day, we would like to be the boss. We'll sit one on our right hand, the other on the left in your kingdom.
这里呢，其实的，就不是那个教会，你应该是这么去组织的，也不是教会应该这么去形成的。其实那个，实际上那个，约翰和那个雅各他们在那个一个场合，他跟主说呢，当我们去到天堂以后呢，我们要一个坐在您的右边，一个坐在您的左边。
And the Lord Jesus had to say to them, No, John, no, James, that's not the way it should be.In my kingdom, everybody is equal. We love one another. We don't set ourselves up over top of one another. We serve among one another.
你这个主耶稣基督是跟约翰跟那个雅各说呢，不，这不是我的王国，你应该有的方式。在我的王国里呢，每个人呢都是平等的，都是一样的，没有一些人说是比谁大，没有一些人在其他之人之上，所以我们都是在我们中间互相服侍的。
Now, there are some people who say, you know, the New Testament church should have a full-time preacher, a full-time boss. He'll be the minister in this church.He'll be the pastor, he will be the teacher.
对有些人呢其实在说呢，在新约教会你应该有一个全职的一个牧师，一个全职的一个管理者。他应该在教堂里呢，就是说呢，他管教堂的一切所有的事情都是由他管，他必须有一个牧师，全职牧师在教会里来管理。
Now, interestingly, that's really not the way it was in the New Testament in the apostolic days.
这个呢也非常有趣的呢，这个却不是说是在使徒那个年代的时候在教会里的那种运作方式。
Paul had to speak to Timothy and to Titus, to get them to, arrange things properly in the various assemblies they were working in.But he didn't say your job is to do all the preaching. He did say your job is to teach the others to preach.
那使徒们呢，其实跟提摩太和提督说呢，其实你们在教会里面，你们所当时所涉及的教会，你的工作不是说一直去讲道，而是你是去教导别人去讲道。
So you will often find, as you study scripture, that there is the biblical way of doing things, and then there is the business or the corporate or the government way of doing things.
因为呢，有时候呢，你在圣经呢，你都发现这样一个东西，这个呢就是教会你的那个运作的方式，另一个呢就是说是那个生意上的，或者是企业里面，或者说是。政府的运作方式。
And we often make mistakes in saying, all right, in the church, we will do things the way the government wants it done.
我们通常呢会犯这样的错误，我们说好吧，那我们就是教会里面我们会按照政府的行事方式去行事。
And frankly, those situations get to be very, very difficult, and we're not going to get into a lot of them today. But you just keep praying.For the churches, that we will do things God's way, not the corporate way, not the government way.
所以你会发现呢，有时候都是非常难的。所以呢，我们今天呢，我们不会去太多的讲这方面的事，但是我们要说呢，我们在教会里呢，我们要按照神的方式去管理教会，而不是按照公司企业的方式来管理教会。
So the common way in the organizations of man is one man will be boss and the others will serve.
所以呢，一个很常见的在公司里的一个管理方式呢，就是一个人他是老板，其他的人都是他的下属来服侍他。
And in the book of Samuel, the children of Israel came to to Samuel and said, "We want a king who will be over us, will be like all the other nations."
因为在撒母耳记上里的呢，就是当时以色列人呢，他们来到撒母耳这里呢，他们说我们想要一个王，一个王来统治我们，所以这样的话呢，我们就和其他的国家都是一样的管理体制。
And God had to say to Samuel, "Samuel, I want to be their king." I didn't establish a kingdom. I want there to be a king. You let all the people come to me. I will fight their battles. I will be their leader. And they said, "No, we want a king." And they got himself a king. They got Saul. He didn't do a very good job.
因为神说那上面啊，我想成为以色列人的神，我想成为他们的王，我想呢要领导他们去打所有的仗，打所有的，做所有的事情，我就是他们王。但是他们就不想要我做他们的王，他们想要自己要一个王。这样呢，他们就有了一个王，有了一个王，他那个王就叫扫罗。其实大家知道扫罗，他其实他干的并不好。
Now, the problem is usually that when one man is the boss, we get into trouble.
一个问题就是呢，当如果只有一个人是老板的话，我们就有大麻烦了。
A family doesn't get along very well when you've got a very powerful boss who's always telling everybody in your family what to do. That's not good.
如果呢，一个家庭呢，他肯定不会和谐的。如果那里有一个人呢，他就是想做老板，他告诉每一个家庭成员他们应该做什么，这个不是一个很好的管理家庭的方式。
And it's not good in the church.
这是教会同样是不好的。
In particular, when you look at church leadership, you will find that in all the churches, elders are there in the plural, not one, but they are there plural. Preachers are there to be plural.
那这个呢，实际上呢，你就是如果仔细观察一下所有的教会里面的那个领导层，那些长老们，他们通常呢讲到的长老都是一个复数，他不是说一个长老，长老们讲的都是复数，通常的这个管理的层呢，领导层都是复数。
Is it important?
这个很重要吗？
Yeah, it's important because you'll remember that the Lord had to say, "John, you write this down, send it to the angel so that the people in Ephesus will know they are right when they say, 'We're not just going to let one person or a few people at the top rule it over all the rest of the people.'"
因为这里是非常重要的，当然，因为主耶稣基督告诉使徒约翰说：“你写信要去告诉以弗所教会，说他们做的是对的，因为他们并没有允许一个人，或者说以极少数几个人在上面管理所有的教会的会众。”
Then verse 7 says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches."
然后呢，第七节说呢。圣灵向众教会说，凡有耳的就应当听。
So it's very important for all of us to take our ear and to listen clearly to what Jesus says to the seven churches in his day.
因为这个呢，对我们来说是非常重要的。我们要用我们自己的耳朵来仔细来听主耶稣基督对七个教会所说的那些话。
And then there is a promise of reward to the overcomer, to him who overcomes. I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
然后呢，就对那些得胜的有一个应许，他就是得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
All right, so you'll remember, if you go back to the Garden of Eden, there was this beautiful garden, there was the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and there was the tree of life. And the Lord said, can't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but you can eat from every tree, other tree, including the tree of life.
所以呢，你回到，如果说你回到那个美丽的伊甸园，你看到一切都很美，但是那里有一个知道善恶的树，另外还有一个生命的树，那个神跟他们说，那你们可以吃园子里的一切的果子，包括生命树的果子，但是呢，你不要吃那个辨别善恶的那个树上的果子。
But you remember that after they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.And they were sinners, and they were going to die. The Lord said, you can't eat of the tree of life. If you did, you would live forever as a sinner.
这个你们也都知道，当这个亚当夏娃吃了那个辨别善恶的树上的果子以后呢，他们犯了罪，他们就将死，他们就开始死了。这个时候呢，主耶稣啊，那个神就告诉他们说，你不能吃生命树上的果子。如果你吃了生命树上的果子以后呢，你就会在一个罪人的身份永远活着。
But now he's saying to the church at Ephesus and to those in the church of Ephesus who follow the Lord and walk in his ways.He said, I'm going to give you the right to go back and eat of that tree of life, and you will live forever.
然后主耶稣基督呢，就对那些以弗所教会那些走在神的路上，与神同行呢，顺服神呢，按照神的话去做事情的这样的人呢，他说呢，我会赐给你们生命的果，树上的果子吃，就是你们可以回到伊甸园去吃那个生命树上的果，你就会有永生。
Now maybe just to introduce another theme here.There are seven churches in Asia that we're going to be referring to.
在这里呢，我们要给大家指出另外一个就是主题，就是说在当时的亚细亚那里呢，有七个神的教会。
And many Bible scholars have pointed out that these churches are not just indicative of what happened in that church at that time.
所以很多那个教就圣经学者他说呢，当时这些信所写的并不是单单指当时在那个地方的七个教会所发生的事情。
And they are not just indicative of the kinds of problems that other churches will be in all through time.
因为这个也不光光只是指出那个当时在那个教会里和其他教会的一直在所有的后来的时间要发生的事情。
But these churches are also in prophetic order.
因为这些教会呢，他们实际上都是在一个很完美的一个顺序上。
And so this is the first of the seven churches.And it relates probably to the first 100-150 years of the church as we knew it in the world at that time. And it is really the first phase of church history.
这个呢，其实上呢，首先呢，这个以弗所教会指出的呢，应该是在教会时代的刚开始的150年之间的所有的教会要发生的事情，所以这个实际上是教会一期教会要发生的事情。
And we'll get more into that when we get into the other churches, but this is the first phase of church history.
现在我们后面要学到很多的关于其他教会的事情，但是这个是教会第一期的历史。
All right, now, the verse 8 says, to the angel of the church in Smyrna write.
但是第八节说呢，你要写信给士美拿教会。
So he's basically saying to the angel that's associated with Smyrna, you take this passage, you make sure that the church in Smyrna hears it, understands it, reads it. You make sure that this is working, angel. That's your job.
因为这里基本上就是说，那天使啊，你要把这些信呢带给当时士美拿的教会，你要确保他们听到、他们读到、他们然后按照这个信上去做，这就是你的职责，天使。
And so, in a similar way, the angel of the church at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel is often given assignments from the Savior to himself, and that angel would pass it on one way or another so that the congregation at 16th would hear the message of the Lord Jesus to them.
因为实际上呢，这个也跟我们十六届福音教会非常的类似，因为十六届福音教会的天使呢，通常呢会给我们传递一些从我们救主那里来的信息，要我们传给我们教会的每一个会众，确保我们的教会的会众呢，他们是在按照神的方式来服侍神。
All right, so the Lord goes on and he says, now, these are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. That's Jesus speaking. He's basically saying, I'm writing to you, Smyrna, and I want to tell you who I am. I am the first and the last. I died and I came to life again.
In this case, actually, the 8th verse, he says,这是主耶稣基督给他们说的。我那首先的幕后的死过的活的说，我知道你们的患难，你们的贫穷，也知道你们自知是犹太人所说的毁谤的话。其实他并不是。
Now the church at Smyrna was a suffering church.
所以士美拿的那个教会呢，是一个经受苦难的教会。
They had great persecution.In the city, in the town, they were a terribly oppressed church.
因为他们是一个受迫害的教会，他们在当时的他们那个城市里，在他们周围呢，实际上他们是受压迫和逼迫的。
And if you were to trust the Lord as your Savior in Smyrna, you may very well lose your job. You may very well lose your family.You could easily lose your physical health. You could easily be killed.
所以当时呢，你在士美拿，如果你要是相信主耶稣基督的话呢，你就很容易呢就失去你的工作，你很容易呢失去你的家庭家人，你也很容易失去你的健康，你也很容易被杀害。
So in the broadest sense, the word Smyrna, among other things, means.Suffering. It was a suffering church of suffering people. Big problems.
这里呢，士美拿的那个词的意思呢，它实际上就是说是苦难。这是一个经受了苦难的，有很多的大麻烦的一群教会和一群人。
Now, the word Ephesus basically means desirable.There was the circumstances that Ephesus lived in and worked under. They were pretty good. But Smyrna, the word isn't desirable. The word is suffering. They went from a desirable position to more of a suffering position.
因为以弗所呢，其实上呢，他的意思呢，以弗所就是他们是其实就是很舒服，很应该是那样的，他们本来应该是这样的一个教会，所以他们从这个实际教会，他们从了一个他们自己应该得到的一个状态，一种很舒适的状态，达到了一个受苦受难的一个状态，是美拉。
Many of the biblical historians say that the church at Smyrna, the suffering church, is indicative of the church as a whole, almost from the year 150, more or less, up to 300, 350. I don't have those years precise, but that's basically it. Ephesus, the first 150 or more years, and then a couple of hundred years after that, lots of suffering. There was persecution all over the Roman Empire in the second phase there, from the last half of the second century up through the beginning of the fourth century.
这个呢，就是实际上有些圣经学者他们指出了，只是说实际上这个是美嘛，只的是教会的从150年，教会开始150年，或者多一点，或者少一点开始到300和350年，这个期间，他们确实知道到底是哪个时间，所以这讲的是教会的历史呢，指出的当时在那个。 起版刚开始他们有150年的那个时间，然后再就是150到350年这样一两百年的时间，他们当时的教会的罗马的王国，罗马帝国呢，就是迫害他们，他们当时呢受了很多的苦。
And so the Lord says to them, I'm telling you this, but you should know who I am. I'm the one who is the first and the last. I'm the one who died and came to life again.
所以呢，主耶稣基督说呢，我现在写信给你们，你们应该知道我是谁。他说我就是那首先的，幕后的，死过又活的。Would
that be good news to people who were suffering?
这个对那些受苦受难的人是个好消息吗？
Yeah, you'd say that Jesus is the first, but he's also the last. It's not over yet.
那你说是主耶稣基督呢？他首先的，他也是幕后的，他现在还没结束呢。He's
the one who died and rose again. And so the persecuted says, doesn't matter if you kill me, because they killed Jesus, he rose again. You kill me, I'm going to rise again.
那主耶稣基督是那个死过了又复活的，所以那些被迫害的基督徒说呢，其实你把我杀了也没关系，因为主耶稣基督他被杀了，他又复活了。
That's very, very encouraging. If you're suffering, it's nice to know that there's going to be a good sunrise in the morning and everything's going to be fine. Jesus Christ is the last, and nobody's going to succeed him. Everybody else will be defeated. Jesus Christ is going to be there at the last, and Jesus Christ rose again. Nobody's going to defeat him.
那如果你现在在受苦受难，那对你来说是一件很好的事，因为第二天早晨，那个美丽的太阳照样升起。因为现在说这，一切都会没有问题的。主耶稣基督说呢，他是那个幕后的，就是他是最后那个站在那里，他是最后那一个，没有人能够打败他，他打败了所有的一切的，他的敌人，然后他去了，他又复活了，他是最后那一个。
And then he goes on in verse 9, he says, I know your afflictions and your poverty, but you're rich. I know the slander of those who say they're Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Don't be afraid of what you're about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison and test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, I will give you the crown of life.
然后第九节第十节说呢，我知道你的患难，你的贫穷，你确实富足的，也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话，其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦一会的人，你将要受的苦，你不用怕。 魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必受患难十日。你为要致死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。Are
those encouraging words for people who are suffering?
对那些受苦的人来说，这些话是不是令人鼓舞的呢？
And the answer is yep. Some of them are suffering. They didn't have enough money in their pocket.
所以答案呢，是因为中间有些受苦受难的人呢，他们口袋里没有多少钱。
Lord Jesus says, I know you're suffering, but let me tell you, you're rich. You might not have much money in your pocket, but you got a whopper of a bank account up in heaven. You're okay.
那主耶稣都说呢，我知道你们在受苦啊，其实你们现在很贫穷，但其实呢，你们是富有的。尽管你们口袋里面有多少钱，但是你们在天堂里银行的账号里有大量的钱在天堂里。
And he says, I know that there are many people who call themselves Christians who are fighting against you. There are those who say they're Jews, but they are not. They're of the synagogue of Satan. And there's all kinds of people who call themselves Christians out there who don't like the way you live. They'll persecute you too. Don't you worry about that.
然后主耶稣的时候呢，也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤的话，其实他们不是犹太人，而撒旦会堂的。因为这里讲的是呢，他说我知道那些人呢，他们自称为自己是基督徒，他们认为他们自己是，但是他们却和你们不一样。这些人呢，他们也会来迫害你们。
Then he says, verse 10, don't you be afraid of what you're about to suffer. It could get worse. Don't be afraid when it gets worse.
你将要受的苦你不用害怕，可能这个苦会更糟，但是呢你不要害怕。
He says the devil will put some of you into prison.
说恶人呢，魔鬼会把你们几个人呢放下到监狱里。
And you'll have persecution for 10 days.
所以你要受患难十日。
Very interesting. And the number 10 in scripture. 10 days. Why does he say 10 days?
这里呢是非常有趣的，尤其呢这个十日在圣经里，为什么呢要说十日呢
？And the answer is number one, because it's not going to be 11 days.
所以呢，答案呢就是说，第一条呢就是不可能有第十一天。
If the Lord allows problems, He only allows it for a short time. Don't worry.It's not going to be 11. Our God is a good counter. And he can remember. And he'll only give you exactly what is best for you. He knows how to count.
因为主呢，他会让你去受试炼一段时间。但是我们神呢，他是一个很会算数的一个神。他不会说让你有第十一天的去受苦，所以呢，这个呢，你受苦的时间呢，不要担心，它只是一短短的一会儿，他不会让你受苦的时间超过你所能忍受的。
And even if you have to suffer to the point of dying, you'll be happy because after you die, you're going to get a crown of life.
因为就是说，你可能受苦受难受苦到一个点。甚至说为了这件事受苦受难致死，但是如果你死了呢，你不要担心，因为神主会赐给你一个生命的冠冕。
There was a little phrase that was used against a Christian on one occasion, and it goes like this: "Nice guys finish last."
因为在英文里呢有这样的一个词，就是这么一个说法。是好人呢，好人呢，他会最终存在的是好人。
Do nice guys finish last, or do nice guys finish better than that?
所以呢，那个好人他会最终结束吗？还是好人会比那个更好一点做的
？And the question is, it all depends where the finish line is.
因为这所有的那个都是问题就是说那个结束的线在哪里。
So, even if there's a nice guy and he's thrown into prison and then he's put to death. So, he's a nice guy and he finishes dead. Is that right?
因为就算是有一个好人，一个好人他把他被下在监狱里，他在监狱里死了，这个就是说他是最后死的吗？这个是对吗
？And the answer is no, because nice guys finish at the finish line, and the finish line is not death. The finish line is the reward day at resurrection, And nice guys finish first.
答案呢，它不是这样的，因为实际上呢，那个好人呢，他的终点呢，他就算死了，终死亡不是终点，死亡那个终点是在得奖赏的那个日子，所以最终的终点是得奖赏的时候，所以呢，好人呢是先结束。
So who do you think might have been encouraged by this letter to Smyrna?
你认为谁会因为这封写给斯美拿的信而受到鼓舞呢？
Well, I think John would have been encouraged. He's writing it down. He says, oh, I'm persecuted. I've been through, the devil threw me into prison.
因为认为那个使徒约翰他应该是最受鼓舞。他说，哦，我非常受鼓舞，因为魔鬼把我下在监狱里。
The Lord said, John, don't you worry about being in prison. You take your pen. I'm going to give you a few good things to write. Start writing.
现在主跟约翰说，约翰呐，你不要再担心，不要担心你，不要失去勇气，因为你被下在监狱里。我要跟你说句话，你拿出笔来，把它记下来。
John says, I'm just like those saints in Smyrna, and it's been hard. I don't really like life here on Patmos very much, but the Lord is with me, and the Lord is the first and the last. I'm going to get out of Patmos, and he's the one who died and rose again, and I'm going to die and rise again.
那个，耶稣的耶稣主啊，我真的被下在这个萨摩岛这个岛孤岛上，我不喜欢这里，我在这个监狱里，我也很受了很多的苦，但是我不愿意在这，我不喜欢这里。但是呢，主说呢，他是首先呢也是幕后的，他是死而复活的，所以呢，我最终我会离开这个萨摩岛的。So
when you meet John in heaven, you say, hi, John, good to see you. Tell me, did you have a bad time when you were on Patmos? Was that really bad?
因为你如果在天堂里遇到使徒约翰，你是使徒约翰啊，你当时在那个萨摩岛上的时候，你自己会感到的有很糟糕的一段时间吗？
And he probably said, well, to be perfectly frank, the food wasn't very good.
他说呢，我坦率的就是讲。
And he would probably say, I didn't like the bugs biting me all the time. But he said, you know, there were some of the best days of my life because I got to see Jesus.
他说，你知道吗？真的，我的人生中有一些最美好的事情，因为我在那里见到了主耶稣。
Smyrna, don't feel bad.
所以圣美拿，不要感到不好。Verse
11, He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
第十一节说呢，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。Okay,
so you and I have ears and we're listening.
因为呢，我们都有耳朵，所以我们现在听。And
the Spirit of God says, pay attention, Harold. You need to learn this.
所以那神的圣灵跟我说呢，Harold，你要注意，你听这个。
Then he says, he who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death.
然后他说得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
Isn't that marvelous?
这个很神奇吗？
Those who take part in the second death will find at the end of the book of Revelation are those whose sins are never forgiven, and they will be part of the second death, never to see resurrection, never to see an end of their suffering.
那些与那个第二次死有关的是在启示录的后半部分谈到的，就是那些罪永远没有得到赦免的人，他们那些人呢，永远不会复活，他们永远去不了天堂。
What about the church in Smyrna? Will they see the second death? No.
那么士美拿的教会会怎么样呢？他们会第二次死亡吗？不会。
Many of them will see the first death because of the persecution that they suffer, but they'll never see the second death. Hallelujah.
那么这些很多人呢都会经历第一次死亡，因为他们遭受到迫害，但是他们呢永远不会经历第二次死亡。Hallelujah.
So there was a man by the name of Fox, Mr. Fox.
这里有个人呢，他的名字叫 Fox.
And he was a church historian.
他呢是一个教会的，那记录教会历史的。
And he wrote a book called Fox's Book of Martyrs.
所以呢，他写了一本书，叫做《福克斯的殉道者》。
And it tells the story of very, very many men and women who died because they loved the Lord Jesus.
有些故事呢，很多很多的男人、女人呢，他们死了，是因为他们爱主耶稣。
And they died, many of them, terrible deaths.
他们死了，但是那些人有可能死得很惨。
But if you read their stories, you say, these men were amazing. They went to death with joy. They went to death with praises to the God who allowed them to suffer. These men and women of God, they were wonderful men and women of God.But they were all martyrs. They all died for their love of Jesus.
如果读到这些书里面，读到这些人的故事呢，你会发现这些人他死的时候是带着极大的喜乐死的。他们呢，就是当时死的时候呢，他们是赞美主，感谢赞美主，让他们受了这样的苦。然后呢，他们是一些因为爱主耶稣基督而被迫害致死的人，他们都是一群美丽的殉道者。
They all had faith, just as these in Smyrna had faith, and they all were saying, because we trust the Lord Jesus, we overcome even though we're killed, we will not be hurt at all by the second death.
他们所有的人呢，都像这些士美拿教会的这些人，他们说呢，我们是在受迫害，我们知道我们现在要去死，我们第一次死，但是呢，我们是得胜的，我们得胜的人呢，并不受第二次死的伤害。
Well, all right. Well, that's maybe where we should end our elaboration or our explorations.This afternoon, there may be some questions. We've got a few minutes, and if you have some questions, I will try to answer. I should tell you that very many of the questions you may have, I won't be able to answer immediately. Vic and I tried that this morning, and I didn't always give Vic immediate answers.But Roy, he's got the inside track, and so he gave us some good answers. If you've got some questions, we'll try to get some answers.
因为这个呢，现在我们正好在这个时间呢，停下来，停止我们的那个解释和这一些讲这个启示录。所以呢，你在这个时间呢，我们还有几分钟时间给大家一些时间来问问题。就像你知道的是。我通常呢有很多问题你们问我的我不会马上给你解答就像今天早上老王问的一些问题他并没有马上解答出来但是呢他说我呢就是有时候在那个网上给他搜了一些答案所以可能也搜一点出来所以呢就是说这个呢你们有问题现在就可以问。
啊老白我有一个问题啊。我就想问一问今天讲到的这两种教会
好
就
听不到你说
你不说谁的教会长老熟悉的教会
啊你再重你把你话再重复一遍刚才没听到
好像我的网络好像不太稳定了我换一个地方我是说刚才长老是不是说这两种教会以弗所和士美拿教会现在几乎没有了没有这种类型的教会
OK So Ruth's question is is there still some churches like Ephesus and Smyrna
Are there still churches like them today
Yeah
Yes Very good The answer Ruth is yes
哦，那好，那我接下来问，那我们怎么去观察这身边有这种情形，特别是像以弗所教会，他这个就失去起初爱心，具体到底是一个什么状况啊？
嗯，所以好 ，if that's the case， 是说的。How do we observe that some kind of church that is like Ephesus? How do we define that as a first love? Is there no?
Well, that's not our responsibility. The Lord Jesus knows the churches. And we've told you that there are three perspectives from which he sees those churches. Number one is the seven churches that actually existed at the time this was written. Number two is those churches are descriptive of all the other churches in the world all down through time. And number three, those churches seemed to focus in on key elements in the church down through history. The beginning church was like Ephesus. Then came suffering. Then came the church at the Thyatira, I guess, and it keeps on going. We'll discuss that. So that's all from his perspective. Our perspective, Ruth, is he that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So, we're at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. And we say, all right, what are we going to have to do? Number one, we say, we would like to be like the church at Ephesus. Therefore, we're going to work hard, and we're going to love the Lord Jesus really hard. And number three, if we see things that are wrong, we see something like the Nicolaitans at work, we're going to deal with them. If we see people who are following the synagogue of Satan, we'll have to deal with that. So each of us looks at all seven churches and says, I want to learn from this church and that church and the next church. And we say, well, look at them all. The Spirit says, in all of them, he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says. So we look at it not from the point of view of what about that church down the road. We look at it from our own church, our own perspective. I'm not responsible for what happens to churches in Calgary, Alberta. But I am responsible for what happens at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. I better make sure I get that right.
另外说，实际上这个呢，并不是说，区分这些，并不是我们的职责，因为主是知道他的教会，主知道他的教会，主会去管理他的教会的。其实上，在当时呢，这个讲到的，它是其实有三个方面，一个方面都是讲的呢，当时呢，确确实实在那个亚细亚的那七个教会所发生的事情；第二个呢，就是指出呢，在这以后，从这开始以后，所有的年代一直到后面，这个所有的教会都会发生同样的事情，就是说有些同样的教会发生同样。这三个方面呢，是说这个讲的是关于教会的历史。教会历史首先是教会成立，教会兴旺，然后呢受迫害，然后到推拿推雅。我们后面会学，反正七个教会都是代表整个教会的历史的一个发展的一个阶段。所以呢，实际上在我们这里呢，就是说当我们看到以弗所教会的时候呢，我们说呢，我们要向他们学习，学习什么呢？学习他们那个辛勤的工作，学习。但是呢，我们是也要是说，我们要去用我们全身心的努力的去爱主耶稣基督，这是我们也要从他们的学，因为他们实践了我们当初的爱。但是呢，其实呢，我们现在我们要就是看到那些尼格拉一族的那样人呢，我们要去引起我们注意，我们要去告诉他们，你不能在这里做，我们要把这些人去阻止他们。但是呢，其实上我们主要职责呢，就是在 关心我们整个的十六届福音教会，我们不会去关心那个街对面那个教会，或者我们也不会说那个阿尔伯特的那些教会他怎么样。所以呢，我们只关心把我们十六届教会的按照主的话去做。我们的职责呢，就是我们有耳朵，我们当听神说什么，我们就听什么，我们站着神的话去做就可以了。
And I'm not sure that I succeed very well because I can't even remember to let Roy translate.
You can give a good answer.
那如果这个听众啊，比方说这个录音，他恰好有一个不在咱们教会的听众听了，那他怎么去思考这篇讲道的信息呢？
Yeah. So the question is, if a person, he or she, is going to listen this sermon, for the recording, he just listen the recording. So the person is not members of our church. So how did he understand that this is a sermon?
Well, they'd understand it this way. Number one, they would understand it from the perspective of their role in their church.
首先呢，第一个呢，他就说他们如果听到这篇录音的话，他必须是说他们在他们自己教会里的角色是什么。
And if they're not a Christian, then they would say, I'd better become a Christian because if I don't,I will get the second death.
所以如果他们不是基督徒呢，他们应该说呢，我最好成为一个基督徒，因为如果我不成为基督徒的话呢，我就会经历第二次死亡。
So each of us comes from our own perspective, not my perspective to solve your problem or somebody else's problem, but I've got to fulfill all my responsibilities.
因为我们每一个人呢，都应该从我们自己的这个角度来去看。我们说呢，我们要是说我从我这方面来讲，我要保证我把我这边的问题自己去解决了，我不会去关心别人的那边有什么问题，就是从这个方面去理解。
那接下来还有就是对尼格拉一党的这种情况，这种状况，就是主所责备的。那在教会当中，咱们现在的这个当代的教会当中还会存在的，对吧？
对，she said, is there this Nicolaitans that exist in the church today?
Oh, is that again? I didn't get the precise wording.
This is like, let me see. This, Nicolaitans. Is there some Nicolaitans exist today in the church?
Yes, I believe there are many. If you go to 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, if you go to the book of 3 John, you'll find a man there whose name is Diotrephes. And Diotrephes says, I'm in charge in this church.And you folk are not. I'll do what I want to do. He was a Nicolaitan. He was a man who was over the congregation. Many people are like that today.
因为他说这也是对的，你这个就是因为当初尼格拉，现在尼格拉一党就是还是很多的，所以在就像你像读约翰三书里面，约翰三书里面有个叫 Diotrephes 的那个人，他说我就是高于所有的人的一切，我在这里就是掌管一切的，他比一切人都高，所以呢他是那里的老板，他是那里的主宰，所以这个人他就是跟这个尼格拉一党的人是一样的。当今呢，在当今的教会里有很多像这样的人。
Many churches today have a church hierarchy. All these congregations relate to this level and they go to that level. And some people say, I'm in charge of all the churches in North America. Well, that's not God's way. That's Nicolaitanism. Julie, sorry, go ahead, Roy.
所以这里呢，今天呢，就是说，实际上有很多现在的教会呢，他们在教会里有很多管理阶层，他们实际上呢，就是说，啊，我是这个阶层的，然后我跟那个再升到另一个阶层，再升到另一个阶层，然后呢，最高有一个高阶的人，他管理下面所有的人，就有些人他甚至说呢，我是北美教会的头，所以Julie 有问题吗？
Ask a quickly question. 就我想问一下，其实我们作为基督徒是不是不应该就是去挑选教会，就是你不管是有七个也好，一百个也好，我们在哪个教会就在哪个教会，然后做好你自己的职分。就是我没有办法去挑一个属神的教会，然后我去了我感觉他不属神，我再换一个，我再换一个，再换一个。我觉得这个是不对的吧，就是问长老一下，因为其实到末世还是有，真的我们在这儿是很幸运的，很 lucky 的，但是好多教会其实真的是非常不属神。我只是想问一下长老，因为我在国内的好多朋友，他们就是在选教会的时候，他们就很苦恼，他们觉得哎呀这个也不属神，那个不讲圣经。对，就问问长老
Julie said that because there's many churches in todaySo should we, if that's correct, we should not choose a particular church, just like jump from one church to another church, that they call that a church hopper, something like that. Just you jump to, and this church is not a God's church, then I choose another church, then I choose another church. So should we just stay in one particular church because, Yeah, she said we are so blessed, so we, because we have this, we choose this church. This church is the Church of God, but in China, this is different. Many people, they want to choose a church that is not the Church of God, it's some church. So should we just stay in one church or just we have to choose another church all the time?
Well, that is a very good question, Julie.I'm not sure that there is one simple answer.
所以他说这个是很好的问题，但是他不确定能给你一个非常简单的一个答案。
And I hesitate to jump in with something terribly simple. Maybe I can say this. You don't want to just choose a church.Some people say, I like this church because it's a big building. Other people say, I like this church because the preacher is very friendly. Some people say, I like this church because they've got a good program for children. All of those things can be very nice. That's not the reason. You choose the church because of what God wants you to do and where he wants you to be. But that's not just a simple answer.
因为他非常为难地给你一个很简单的答案，他不想就是直接就给你一个这么简单的答案。其实他讲的意思呢，有些人呢，就是我们不应该自己到处去挑选教会，因为有些人呢，他挑选一个教会呢，他认为这个教会的建筑很漂亮。有人挑选一个教会说这个教会的人呢，那些牧师呢很友好很友善。有人挑选一个教会呢，就是说这个教会里的对有很好的有利于孩子们的活动。所以他说我们挑选教会就是说你挑选教会是神要你在这个教会里去扮演一个什么角色，去发挥一个什么样的作用，你去是在要待在这样一个教会里。所以他还是说不能给你一个很简单的答案。
All right, so our time is gone. I have written your question down. I'm not sure when or where or how to answer it. I will try not to answer it until I've got a pretty good idea what the answer ought to be. So, anyway, I'm going to try to answer it for you.
离我的时间，我们时间也到了，到了以后呢，他们会把你的问题写下来，写下问题写下来，他会就是说试图来回答你的问题，或者这次或者下次或者什么时候任何场合他可以都回答你的问题，但是呢他在他找到的最好的答案之前，他理解的最好答案之前，他不会回答你这个问题。
Okay, well that's notthe full answer to your question, but anyway, we're going to keep going.
这不是对你的问题一个完美的答案，但是我们会继续的。
So let's pray that the Lord will continue to bless us.
我们的祷告继续祈求神呢继续赐福给我们。
Lord, we thank you for the Bible. We're thankful that it gives us truth that we can apply to our lives every day.
主啊，我们要跟为圣经献上感恩，因为在圣经里给了我们这样的真理，在我们可以应用到我们每天的人生中。
Lord, may we be like those that the Spirit of God encourages us to be, having ears to hear. Let us hear, help us to hear, we pray.
因为主啊，让我们帮助我们像那些神的圣灵告诉我们的那样，让那些有耳的当听，帮助我们去听。
And so now we just give thanks and pray that you will bless us each one. Pray that you'll bless us as we seek to serve you in our little church context.
对主啊，我们现在要为您献上感恩，请您继续赐福给我们，求您呢帮助我们在我们的这样一个小小的教会里去服侍您。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.